WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic or spills coffee on your new shirt, and suddenly you're replaying the moment 100 times in your head, fuming about it. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding onto anger and resentment doesn't just mess with our heads, it actually hurts us physically and emotionally too. It creates this vicious cycle of negativity that keeps us stuck in the past, preventing us from moving forward and truly experiencing joy in the present moment. That's why today's episode is all about practicing forgiveness and letting go of those heavy duty grudges. Think of it like this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions, it's about freeing yourself from their power over your emotions. It's not saying what they did was okay, but rather acknowledging that holding on to anger is only hurting you in the long run. So how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing forgiveness and releasing those grudges. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to suppress your emotions. Feel the anger, the frustration, even the hurt. Acknowledge that these feelings are valid, but remind yourself they don't have to control you. Imagine them like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but the beach remains. 2. Shift your perspective. This one's crucial. Try looking at the situation from the other person's point of view. Maybe they weren't intentionally trying to hurt you. Perhaps they were going through something difficult, or maybe they simply made a mistake. Remember, we all stumble sometimes. 3. Focus on the present. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in that negative loop. Instead, bring your attention back to the present moment. What are you grateful for right now? What can you do today to make yourself happy? Focus on the good things, no matter how small. It's like turning up the volume on the positive and dimming the lights on the negativity. 4. Practice compassion. This is key. Offer yourself some kindness and understanding, just as you would offer it to a friend going through a tough time. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and we are all just doing our best. Show yourself some grace. You deserve it. 5. Let go with intention. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about consciously choosing to release the negative emotions tied to the past. Imagine writing down those feelings on a piece of paper, then lighting it on fire and letting go of the smirk. Visualize that negativity dissipating into nothingness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're driving to work, and bam. Someone cuts you off in traffic. You slam on your brakes, heart racing, anger bubbling up inside you. Now, instead of letting that anger take over, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging the frustration, but then consciously choosing to let it go. Remind yourself that this driver is likely having a stressful day too, and their actions don't reflect on your worth as a person. See? You can choose to rise above the situation and maintain your inner peace. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't mean condoning bad behavior, it means choosing not to be consumed by it. So there you have it. Remember, practicing forgiveness isn't about being weak or letting others get away with things, it's about taking control of your own emotions and creating a more peaceful and fulfilling life. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Want to dive deeper into this topic? Head over to my website where you can find articles, meditations, and even join our online community of fellow Stoic enthusiasts. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little forgiveness boost. Remember, peace starts within, so keep practicing those powerful Stoic moves. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.